وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his disbelieving uncle Abu Lahab, when it comes to how they treat their in-laws, the wife, the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ruqayya and Umm Kulthum, before Uthman bin Affan married, who married Ruqayya, Utbah ibn Abi Jahl, ibn Abi Lahab, Abu Lahab, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who Allah mentioned, Tabbat yada Abi Lahabin, wa tabba. This Abu Lahab, who was a big enemy to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the Islam, he had two sons, Utbah and Utayba. So Utbah married who? Ruqayya. And Utayba, Umm Kulthum. When Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called people to Islam, alhamdulillah, his daughters become Muslim, Ruqayya and Umm Kulthum. But their two husbands, Utbah ibn Abi Lahab and Utayba ibn Abi Lahab, rejected Islam. So they were disbelievers. Tayyib. On the other hand, the other daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Zainab, who married her, Abu al-As ibn al-Rabi', who was not Muslim. Alhamdulillah, he became Muslim, but he was at the beginning mushrik. He married Zainab. Tayyib. Abu Lahab, he command, Abu Lahab and his wife, Ummu Jamil, they order their two sons to divorce the two daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Utbah to divorce who? Ruqayya. And Utayba to divorce who? Umm Kulthum. They forced these two guys, they wanted to keep their wives, the daughters of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but Abu Lahab and his wife, Ummu Jamil, the mother, command them, order them to divorce, to punish the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to fight him psychologically. Means your daughters don't deserve to be married. This is how Abu Lahab, he acted. On the other hand, Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam, who Abu al-As ibn al-Rabi' married his daughter Zainab, what he did alayhi wasallam, he migrated to Medina alayhi wasallam, and he left behind his daughter Zainab with her husband who is not Muslim. But at the time it was lawful, Muslim, yani, women to be under the non-Muslim. Later Allah forbade that. لَهُنَّ عِلُّ لَهُمْ وَلَهُمْ يَحِلُونَ لَهُنَّ. But the time of Makkah was permissible. So he sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't order his daughter Zainab to ask for divorce Abu al-As ibn Rabi'. So, nor he ordered her to migrate with him to Medina. He left her with her husband. Is that very clear? Okay. Not only that, Abu al-As ibn Rabi', he come to fight the Messenger of Allah, his Sahaba, in the battle of Badr, Zainab's husband. So he was captured. He was from the captives. Those Asra captives have to ransom him themselves. So Zainab, she sent to ransom her husband, what's his name? Abu al-As. Abu al-As ibn al-Rabi', in order to ransom him, to free him, she sent her Qilada. What's Qilada? Necklace. Who was given to her who? Her mother. Who was her mother? Khadija, radiallahu anha. When she was getting married, Khadija gave her necklace to her daughter Zainab. So Zainab, she sent that Qilada to free her husband from captivity. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, when he see Khadija's Qilada, his daughter Zainab, alone with the kuffar in Makkah, trying to free her husband with her Qilada, he sallallahu alayhi wasalam asked Sahaba to leave for her, to leave for her Qilada, for her wealth, and Abu al-As to be free, freely. But he, alayhi salam, had a contract with him. If you go to Mecca, you don't fight again against us, number one. Number two, you send my daughter to me, you free her, which he accepted. Okay. He went back, he fulfilled his promise. He sent Zainab to Medina. Tayyib. Then after time, again, Abu al-As ibn Rabi, he was captured by Sariyah, armed, the Prophet sent them, led by Zayd bin Haritha. They captured him. He was going to merchant to Sham. He had a lot of wealth of Quraysh. So he was captured. His wealth was captured, he ran. He ran from the Sahaba. So they took what he had of wealth. They brought him to Medina. Before it was divided, he come. Sneaking, he hide himself, he come, and he go to Zainab, asking for her shelter. Zainab, his wife. In the morning, Fajr time, she yelled from the woman's side, saying, I give shelter to Abu al-As ibn Rabi'. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned hadith, any Muslim who gives shelter to a non-Muslim, regardless his status, will be accepted. So any Muslim say, that one is under my protection, no Muslim can get close to. So when she said that, then he was free, meaning he will not be killed. And then Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again, he said to the Sahaba, you know my relationship with this man, that he is from us. As a, no, Rajulun Minna, he is from us, means in laws. If you want, you free his wealth for him. If not, then it's your right, you keep it. So the Sahaba, everything they capture, they said they let him have it. So he went to Makkah, he gave their wealth. Quraysh, do you have all your wealth? Yes. Okay. He said, is there anyone of you who has right on me? They say no. Say, I ashhadu an la ilaha illah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. I would have done when I was in Medina, but I fear you may say he did that because of so and so. And then he went back Medina and he go back to Zainab radiallahu anha. And he become from the leaders of the Sahaba, and he died in the leadership of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And you know Zainab, she died the 8th year of the Hijrah. So now this is the difference between how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam treat alayhi wa sallam his in-laws. How he treat them, he didn't force to divorce his daughter, rather he free him, rather and he free his wealth. And on the other hand, you see the disbeliever Abu Lahab, how he humiliate, wal-iyadu billah, first his two sons, and then to their wives, trying to harm the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is his son. Because Abu Lahab is the uncle of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So nothing stop him. Not that the Prophet is the Prophet of Allah, not that he's in laws, not that he's his mother, subhanAllah. So this is a great benefit. And show us also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he was treating his enemy. Somebody being your enemy is one thing, and how you treat him is another thing. There are rights, there are in-laws, there are relatives, there are manners to be kept, there are promises, there are things to be considered.